17 people were killed in the attack. The sheriff's office is under scrutiny after veteran deputy Scott Peterson, who was assigned to the school, did not confront suspected shooter Nicholas Cruz, and for failing to submit reports of tipster calls before the shooting.
The local sheriff's department, they've got to be completely transparent. We have to do a thorough investigation, and whoever didn't do their job has to be held accountable.
Peterson has resigned from BCSO. Governor Rick Scott told Fox News Sunday that almost 2 weeks after the attack, there remains too much gray area.
We've got to have accountability in this country with the FBI. What happened? Tell us. Who was called? What was their process? How was it broken? Give us the facts. Hold people accountable.
While the governor wants an FDLE investigation, House Speaker Richard Corcoran and 73 other Republicans want Scott to suspend Sheriff Scott Israel. State Representative Bill Hager, a Republican from Boca Raton, is going a step further. He wants Scott to remove Israel from office. The sheriff addressed Hager's letter Sunday on CNN, adding that his office would fully cooperate with the FDLE.
It was a shameful letter, politically motivated. I never met that man. He doesn't know anything about me. And the letter was full of misinformation. I wrote a letter back to the governor. I talked about all the mistakes that Hager made in his letter. Now, of course, I won't resign.
As students get ready to return to class at Stoneman Douglas, a debate over the idea of arming teachers is at full speed nationwide.
I'm opposed to that. To me, it's all about focus. When a teacher's in a classroom, their focus should be teaching, inspiring and motivating our young people, helping those young people master their content. They're not focused on security.
Malcolm Thomas is a Escambia County school superintendent. He does concede that there could be some exceptions.
You have a teacher who has a background in law enforcement or military and that they would be a good candidate to be an armed security person for a campus. But let's don't dance around it. Let's make them the armed security person and not thrust something else on our teachers.
I can't imagine having to worry about having a gun somewhere near me at school that I had to be responsible for.
Susanna Walters is a civics teacher at Ferry Pass Middle School.
I'm hearing a lot of the same things from fellow teachers that we hurt ourselves all of the time with just the supplies that we have in our classroom. So we can't imagine, you know, having to be responsible for an actual weapon.
As with all other schools in the Escambia County District, there is a school resource officer at Ferry Pass. Walter says they also conduct active shooter or code red drills.
We do a lockdown where we make sure that the kids are very quiet and that everything is turned off, the blinds are shut, and they are kind of crowded into a corner. If it was a real thing, we would create barriers to protect them.
Despite their young ages, 12 to 15 years old, Walter's students have been following the events in Parkland, which she says has put everyone there on alert.
I think it's something that they don't want to have to think about, but it's definitely being addressed in our faculty meeting. I hate that they wouldn't feel safe at school where they're supposed to feel the safest.
Allowing trained teachers and administrators to bring guns to school is one of the bills announced last week, which are now before the State Senate Rules Committee. The others include 21 as the minimum age to purchase a firearm and a 3-day waiting period when buying a long gun. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.